Hello and welcome to the award-winning Gutter. I've got a crack outfit in front of me, the pre-Euros outfit, who are ready to discuss the ass off a range of new names. New names, I'm hoping some of them are YouTube. Josh, unfortunately, Josh Williams is joining us, hasn't had the agenda, and it's because of his namesake, Josh Sexton, who forgot to do this.
Throw him under the bus early and often.
So if you feel...
What else has he done? or not done?
John Gibbo's throwing Josh further under that man. So if you think Josh Williams' performance isn't to his usual standards, please bear with him.
At Josh Sexton on Twitter.
On Twitter. Beth is here to bridge any gaps in the knowledge of Gibbo and Josh.
To make standards as ever.
To keep the standards
high. I think you're putting way too much faith in me there. But
we'll see, Joe. We'll judge at the end. You can each have a rating out of five on the pricey scale as to your performance. Andy will judge it by holding up a number of fingers at the end. He's looking at me, shaking his head, but that's what he usually does when I'm doing this show, so that's fine. Okay, I want to start off by, this is just a bit of a wild one, I think, because you could read all sorts into it, and the aggregators clipped it in a certain way, but we'll go with it regardless. David Lynch is being quoted, Beth, as saying, despite quashing rumours of interest in Yankuba Minter, Liverpool have made no attempt to dismiss links with Bakayoko, Brian Mbeumo and Dario Osorio. Dun, 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 dun. Side eyes emoji, I think, is what they forgot to put at the end of that tweet. Do you think we should read something into the fact that they have not quashed Dave sort of is. Well, the aggregators are saying Dave is. If you're listening, Dave, write in whatever.
What you quash, actually said.
Quash away.
Potentially. Or maybe it was just that the Minter link was so there was absolutely nothing in that the club felt the need to come out and really quash that. I think
it came from Luke thingy at the Telegraph.
Yeah, Luke Edwards.
Yeah, It felt like it had some credibility.
Yeah, it just seems a bit of a strange one. If he is as good as, you know, it is rumoured that he is, then why would Newcastle not look to bring him back? And
I guess they feel like if they need to cash in on someone, then the player who's never played for you is an easy win.
Yeah. Quite possibly. That was one of those links that just seemed to come from nowhere, and then because it came from someone like Luke Edwards, it seemed to get legs quite quickly. And of course, we do know in the past the club have quashed transfer rumours. I mean, Thiago was the big one for months and months.
We'll never forgive them for that quashing, will we?
It was quashed, and then he ultimately ends up signing. So, I mean, I suppose you never know, and the club obviously prefer to do most of the transfer business in secret. I think that the Bakayoko one is one that has been sort of doing the rounds for a little while, and he does certainly seem to fit the profile, doesn't he, for the sort of player that Liverpool and FSG will be looking to bring in.